One US terrorism expert says he's not surprised that a plot of this size and nature was being planned. Professor Robert Pape from the University of Chicago has undertaken one of the most comprehensive studies of suicide bombers. He found that most attacks on America and its allies were linked to the deployment of coalition troops across the Middle East. Professor Pape spoke to our Washington correspondent, Kim Landers.
Just yesterday, I was at FBI counterterrorism, where there was a special conference of the heads of all the national offices around the country, the 50 offices, where I was talking to the FBI for about 2.5 hours and trying to persuade them that this was, in fact, the type of attack we should be worried about. I don't mean in the tactical sense of exactly these kind of explosives or so forth. I mean more in the sense of who's trying to kill us and why. Why the United States hasn't been attacked over the last few years, and why suddenly this type of an attack, which is primarily trying to kill Americans and secondarily our military allies, is likely.
The president is blaming Islamic fascists, he's calling them. Others in his administration point the finger at al-Qaeda. Are they one and the same, or is it something different emerging?
Al-Qaeda is not primarily motivated by religion. It is not primarily a religious cult. Al-Qaeda is primarily a grassroots movement that is driven by, and its new recruits are driven by, a specific political goal, which is to compel American and British and Australian and other democracies with combat forces on the Arabian Peninsula to take those forces out. This has been the central purpose in all al-Qaeda suicide attacks since they began in 1995, and it helps to explain why specific countries have been targeted at specific times.
You've previously said that America and its allies have made fundamental errors in the way they've read the strategic logic behind al-Qaeda and other terrorists. Do you think that that is still happening, or is the fact that a plot like this is thwarted evidence that they have a better understanding of the motivation?
I've actually been encouraged over the last 6 to 9 months by how our authorities are responding to this new evidence about the nature of the enemy. This is the part of the Bush administration that has been arguing for years now that they hate us because of who we are, not because of what we do. I've collected the first complete database of every al-Qaeda suicide attacker from 1995 to 2005. And that during that period, there were 71 al-Qaeda suicide terrorists who actually killed themselves to carry out attacks for Osama. Two-thirds come directly from Sunni Muslim countries where the United States has stationed combat forces since 1990. 1990 was really different. 1990, we deployed ground forces to defeat Saddam Hussein's aggression against Kuwait, which we should have, and then we left them there. But the fact is, 5 years later, those forces became the principal recruitment tool for Osama bin Laden, and the suicide attacks against the United States began in 1995.
What statement do you think those behind today's foiled attacks were trying to make?
They were trying to make most likely a direct political statement that they wanted to kill Americans and to kill British citizens above all else because American and British troops are on the Arabian Peninsula and should be taken out.
Professor Robert Pape from the University of Chicago with our Washington correspondent Kim Landers.